Precious Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll continue to pour out Your blessings upon us, Your children. We pray for those, Lord, who are going through difficult times, those who have physical ailments, those who are having relationship problems, those who are having spiritual times that they're having to deal with, Lord, where they feel lost from You. We pray that You'll touch each one of them. We pray also, Lord, as Your children, that You'll use us as Your instruments to carry out Your will, to minister to those who are lost, those who are distancing themselves from You, Lord. Give us the courage and the wisdom to know what to say and do to bring them into Your fold again. Now on this special day, Lord, as we gather together to recognize our mothers, we thank You for our mothers to whom You've entrusted the care of every precious human life from the very beginning. You've given to woman the capacity of participating with You in the creation of new life. Grant that every woman may come to understand the full meaning of that blessing. Give mothers courage in times of fear and pain, understanding in times of uncertainty and doubt, and hope in times of trouble. To mothers, You've given the great privilege and responsibility of being a child's first teacher and spiritual guide. Grant that all mothers may worthily foster the faith of their children, following the example of the faithful women of Scripture. Help mothers to grow daily in the knowledge and understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and grant them the wisdom to impart this knowledge faithfully to their children and to all who depend upon them. Assist all spiritual mothers, those who, though they may have no children of their own, care for the children of others of every age and state in life. Grant that they may know the joy of fulfilling this motherly calling of women. We beseech You to send Your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to all mothers who sorrow for children that have died, are ill, or estranged from their family, or who are in trouble or danger of any kind. Help grieving mothers to rely on Your tender mercy and fatherly love for all Your children. We ask Your blessings on all those to whom You've entrusted motherhood. May Your Holy Spirit constantly inspire and strengthen them. May all mothers receive Your grace abundantly in this earthly life, and may they look forward to eternal joy in Your presence in the life to come. We ask this through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual to the festival. And when the festival was ended, they started to return. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. And he said to them, Why were you searching for me? Did you not know I must be in my father's house? They did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Mother's Day. Such a special and wonderful day. One thing for sure, none of us would be here if it wasn't for our mothers and for the grace of God. The topic that I have chosen to speak on today is the comfort of a mother's love. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who was born of a promise to a virgin named Mary. I believe in the love that Mary gave her son that caused her to follow him through his ministry and to stand at the foot of the cross as he died. I would like for you this morning, if you will, I'd like for you to focus on this cross. I'd like you to picture Jesus hanging on this cross with nails in his hands, nails through his feet, a wreath of thorns around his head, blood oozing from his side, and Mary standing at the foot of the cross. I can only imagine what Mary felt.
It was an unimaginable horror for a mother to stand by helplessly as her son was nailed to the cross. He was innocent, my Jesus. He did not deserve to die. You see, he was betrayed by one of his own. He was paraded back and forth between the tribunal and Pontius Pilate, only to find himself falsely accused. He was cruelly mocked, and he was savagely beaten. And he was condemned to die on Calvary. My eyes, they could not bear to see his body being nailed to that cross. And as I clung tightly to the arms of one of his disciples, I closed my eyes in hopes that I could just see his innocent face, to feel his warm skin as I wrapped his newborn body in swaddling clothes and laid him in that tiny manger. Perhaps I could see him as a child running through the fields, the ripened, beautiful fields, with the sunlight in his hair, taking in the delight of all of God's creation. I could see him as a young man, teaching to the crowds of onlookers, ministering to those in need. His hands, oh, his hands, they were so gentle, yet they were so powerful. But instead of that encouraging sight, I was compelled to look upon those same hands being pierced by nails. Blood all to the ground. My son, what have they done to my son? I could not bear to listen to his labored breathing as he hung upon that rugged cross. My ears could not endure those cruel taunts that they hurled upon him. Why do you not save yourself? But in my heart I knew that he could save himself. But he chose a different way. He suffered willingly. He suffered upon that cross to save us from our sins. My Jesus, your Jesus.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray that our words be worthy. Help us to believe in the love of all mothers and its importance in the lives of the children they bear. It is stronger than steel, softer than down, more resilient than a green sapling on a hillside. It closes wounds, melts disappointment, and enables the weakest child to stand tall and straight in the fields of adversity. And help us to believe that one of the most beautiful sights in the world is a mother who lets her greater love flow through to her child, and blessing the world with the tenderness of her touch and the tears of her joy. Amen. For some, motherhood is an accident, and not always a welcome one. For some, motherhood is not biologically possible. For some, mothers weren't all that nice, and the Bible backs this up in several places. For some, planned motherhood under the best of circumstances is not a bed of roses. Everyone's experience when it comes to their mother is different. I can only speak from my experience. I truly loved my mother. I respected her. I honored her. And for the most part, I think she was pleased with the hand that she had in shaping my life. To tell you a little bit about my mother, she was born the only girl in a family of 8 children. She was born 3rd. Her family were tobacco farmers. She was raised on that farm with 7 brothers. By the way, she raised her 2 younger brothers. And by the time I came along, she knew all the tricks. I didn't have a chance because she had been there and she had done that. She kept a tight rein on me. She demanded respect. She taught me to be respectful and to be kind. And she taught me the art of listening. Shut up and listen. She taught me scientifically. And I didn't realize it until I got in high school and was studying biology and we were talking about osmosis. Several times I remember my mother telling me, shut your mouth and eat your dinner. So I knew what osmosis was about. She worked hard all of her life. She was an exceptional swimmer, and I think if she had had an opportunity to try out for the Olympics, she'd have been a gold medalist. She's one of those people that can swim and never ripple the water. She was great. She could sew. And you folks probably don't know what I'm fixing to tell you, but 50 years ago, when you would buy feed and seed from the Purina place, you would have a flowered sack. It would be a cloth sack, and it would be a floral. And my mother always looked forward to the spring of the year when we got the feed and the seed, because she could take those sacks and make the prettiest sun suits and church clothes for my sister you ever saw. She was fantastic. She cooked for all the farm hands. She chopped tobacco and corn. She picked a 2-acre garden. And she canned and froze most of what came out of the garden. She never really went anywhere. Her mode of transportation was the National Geographic. She saved the National Geographic for over 40 years. I know, because I was the recipient of those books when she died. My mother was always there for me. She gave my sister and me what we needed. We were poor, but we didn't know it. We were proud. She gave all she could. She gave us a good set of values to live by. She made our home a home that was always welcome to our neighbors. She made our home a place that we could be proud of, and you could always feel the love in our home. I lost my mother to Alzheimer's. The last 3 years of her life, she didn't know where she was or who she was. She could not put 2 words together and make any sense. I would go and visit her, and she might not have moved all day long. And I could walk in the room and say, "Mother?" And she would just rally up and have the prettiest smile you have ever seen. I would talk with her just like I'm talking with you, pretending that she understood every word that I said. When I left to come back home, that 100-mile drive was mostly filled with tears. My mother and I had a special connection. She was my best friend. She was my teacher. She was my mentor. And I miss her. You know, mothers have an answer for about everything. And in doing some research, I happened to run across something that I think was kind of humorous, and I'd like to share that with you. It's entitled Creation or Evolution. A little girl, and we'll call her Emma, went to her mother and said, "Mom, I've been wondering about where we came from. How did we get started?" And her mother said, "Well, honey," said, "there was Adam and Eve, and then Adam and Eve had children, and that's how all mankind got started." Well, a couple of days later, she asked her daddy. She said, "Dad, how did we get started?" He said, "Well, honey, a long time ago, so there were a bunch of monkeys, and we evolved from monkeys." Well, Emma was thoroughly confused, so she went back and asked her mom. She said, "Mom," so "how in the world is it that you told me that we came from, you know, Adam and Eve and the children, and that's how mankind got started? And Dad says we come from a bunch of apes." So the mother said, "Honey, that's very easy." She said, "I told you about my side of the family, and your father told you about your side of the family." God is compassionate like a mother. Women tend to be compassionate, even though it may depend on the time of the day that you ask them. When an accident happens at home, a man's instinct is to ask, "What happened? Did anybody get hurt? Was another child involved?" And a mother would probably say, "Just pick them up, hug them, and tell them you love them." God created the world. Is it any wonder He feels the same intense degree of warm love and care towards His children that mothers so clearly demonstrate to theirs? Sadly, there are a few women who do indeed forget the children that they bore, but God can never, never forget. Why? Because of what happened on this cross. When He was hanging on the cross, He engraved your name and my name on His hands. So that's why you'll never forgive. God is sacrificial like a mother. Mother with a baby might say, "Oh, you need a diaper change. Poor little boy." But a dad might say, "Oh man, couldn't you have waited to do that? We just changed you a few minutes ago." Women put their careers on hold and they go through the pains of pregnancy and childhood to have a child. And Jesus once said, when a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she delivers the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for the joy that a human being has been born into this world. That's from John 16, the 21st chapter. God understands the pain that mothers go through, not just in labor, but in the decades that follow. He has seen His children go astray and reject Him, but He still loves us. How amazing is that? Rather, He says, "I'm like a mother hen, cooing over you, wanting to gather you under my wings." Surely God understands the thankless task of trying to win over children when they are rebelling. The thousands of sacrifices the average mother makes for her children reflects the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. Jesus died so that He could gather His unwilling creation, like a mother hen would gather her chicks. He is hunting and searching for them right now, to love them, to cleanse them of their guilt and shame, and make them into true children of God. God is comforting like a mother. When it comes to hugs and kisses, when a child is upset, who do they go to? They go to mother for comfort. Just as a skillful mother is able to pacify and soothe the woes of her children, so God is with us. Who here is distressed? God will soothe you. Who here is sorrowful? God will claim your troubles. Who here is stressed? God will cause you to rest in Him. God is the God of all comfort. Our response to being comforted in God, we feel understood, we feel calmed, stress relieves, anxiety passes. Our problems now belong to the ones whose wings we shelter under. This is truly the perfect description of the true Christian, mature Christian. If you feel you're not there yet, you're probably right. Which of us is? But this is our goal, arriving at a place where we trust God so much that we're not worrying about the events of our life, where we can be calm and able to face the day. God wants us to offer comfort to others. Who here knows from bitter, sweet, personal experience the truth that God is the God of all comfort? It's time to pass it on. He comforts us so that we can comfort others. God tells us, comfort each other with the comfort He has given us. Church, St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, are our conversations seasoned with salt so that we might soothe the troubles of each other and show that we care? Do we help each other to find the strength that only God can give? All we need to do is ask. God loves each of us enough to supply all our needs. The only thing He asks from us is to believe in Him. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.